Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of News at Noon. I wanted to share a quick content/trigger warning before the episode begins. There are mentions of sexual assault and rape within the last 10 minutes of today's episode, so feel free to stop listening before then. But otherwise, enjoy today's episode and make sure to tune in next week.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the greatest show ever created in the history of mankind, Laurier News at Noon. You'll be listening to this on Wednesday, November 10th. Hope everyone's having a lovely little mid-November summer break that it seems that we've all been able to experience this beautiful weather, which is kind of random, but I guess shout out to global warming, maybe? Who knows?
Shout out to global warming for this amazing weather we've had for the past week.
Yep.
Love to see it, but not really.
We love to see it now, but in like 10 years, I'll hate to see it.
But
welcome to the show. Let's start it off. We're going to definitely talk about the Travis Scott stuff, but let me just quickly talk about something going on in the EU, just to
talk
about some more international. I guess US is international, but let's talk about some European news. So basically, there's a kind of like a migrant situation on the border between Belarus and Poland,
mm-hmm.
where there's currently like 3,000 to 4,000 people that are settled in like a improvised camp on the border, just mm-hmm. across, like on the border. They're in Belarus on the border trying to get into Poland, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are like Asian or Middle Eastern.
Oh.
Traveled across like the European, whatever, like, yeah, they're coming to Europe.
Yeah.
And the problem is that the president of Belarus, Alexander mm-hmm. Lukashenko,
mm-hmm.
is essentially forcing these migrants to the border mm-hmm. in a way, and he's trying to force them into the EU, and he's trying to get back at the EU.
Oh, wow.
The EU's internal board, an attempt to punish the bloc for criticism of Lukashenko's domestic crackdown, because mm-hmm. he had a domestic crackdown on his people who were protesting a couple months ago, and the EU condemned it, and Belarus is not part of the EU. So they're basically trying to like force all these migrants into the EU, and the EU is not having it, and now these people are just kind of like stuck in this kind of camp.
Wow.
And it's really, yeah, and this isn't like, you know, in Texas where it's like a blistering sun. This is in Belarus where it must be like extremely cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that's probably a little more dangerous than like the Texas-Mexico border situation that happened a couple years ago. So yeah, Poland has sent around 11,000 soldiers to the border area,
mm-hmm.
created a militarized zone 2 miles deep. They built a razor wire fence.
And
the construction of a Trumpian border wall.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're basically just trying to keep all these migrants out. And I think a lot of the migrants aren't even trying to go into Poland. That's the thing. Like, a lot of them are trying to go into like Germany and Sweden and all these other probably a little more stable countries than Poland. Poland's stable, but I feel like it's a little more right-wing than some of these other countries.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of a crisis. 3,000 to 4,000 people just kind of stuck in between two countries, like armies, essentially.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, but hopefully the situation will resolve somewhat. I think these people are sleeping in tents.
Wow.
Gathering
fire. Coming
up
winter too.
Yeah. No, it's. It's like I'm looking at these pictures right now. Anyone mm-hmm. want to look it up, just look up Belarus-Poland dispute or whatever. And yeah, there's like all these children, all these people just like in these camps right next to this like huge barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's not looking good. But yeah, I thought I'd just bring some attention to that because it's going to be a developing story over the next couple of weeks, I assume. Hopefully it'll get resolved before that, but we'll see. But yeah.
Well, before we get on to the before we get on to the Travis Scott thing, remember how we were talking about the student housing problem and how there was people posting signs that were discriminating other students from renting places? Yeah, so I was just reading this article about how it's like almost a business on both ends of bringing for Indian students when they come to Canada, because like they're encouraged to come to Canada to study abroad, and everyone in India profits, like the English language classes, the visa prep people, all the university prep people profit there. And then over in Canada, like the landlords profit, the schools profit, everyone else profits. But it was talking about how there's no social supports for these international students, because it's like they were discussing how they live, like there's no support for them to live in, I mean, maybe not that there's no support, but maybe international students don't know that they're being scammed by landlords. So, like, obviously landlords are scamming them. And, like, they realize, oh, we can only work 20 hours per week, and it's, like, very hard to get enough money to actually survive, you know? Mm-hmm. And they talked about this one guy whose kid, like, killed himself because, and he assumes that it's something to do with money, because he's, like, he's not the kind of person to get involved in, like, drugs or gangs or anything. Like, he's just, he was that desperate for money because of a lack of support for international students.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad. I mean, after we had that discussion, I kind of thought about it. Nah, I didn't think of, like, what those points you just said, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It is worrying. Especially because there's so many of them. My neighbors to both sides of my house, I'm pretty sure they're international from India. I know for a fact some of them are. I haven't talked to all of them. Mm-hmm. One of the guys I was talking to, super nice guy. I forget his name because I think I only met him once or twice. But he was telling me how he came here and he didn't know anybody and he just like had no friends and he's living in a house like. He said it was kind of nice that he's living with people, I guess, that can speak his language.
Yeah.
Have some cultural similarities to him and whatnot. So I guess, you know, like, I'm not gonna lie. If I was to want to go to, like, India or somewhere, or I don't know. Yeah, if I was to go to India, I would probably want to live, not with, like, white people, but just with people that spoke my language. But then again, most people in India speak English, or a lot of them. So yeah, I don't know, but yeah, that's an interesting.
Yeah, because I mean, in the article, it was discussing how lots of Indian students have connections with people like in Brampton, or in other cities in Ontario, like Toronto, wherever. But at the same time, like having a connection of someone only goes so far, you know, because if they're not like a close family member, it's not like they can give you extra money if you need it, right? And it was saying that previously, before, there was a policy that was implemented by Stephen Harper, I think, to encourage more Indian students to come. But
that's interesting.
Yeah, so before that program was implemented, it was usually just like people from bigger cities in India, and they would have been a bit more wealthier because it would have taken a lot more resources and stuff. But because it's allowed a lot more people to come now, there's people from like smaller towns, farming villages and so on, who may not necessarily have enough money to live in the same way that the students who used to come before came. So it's like the problem here is that they've created a system where they're demanding students and India is sending students. But when they actually get to Canada, it's not, there's no real support for them unless they happen to have family members or like people who can help them out in a tough time here, which is not right because it's really just being a for-profit venture, you know? Because you would say, okay, yeah, sending students to study abroad is like generally a good thing, right? Because you're exposing them to new perspective, like you're bringing skilled labor into the country, all of that. But at the end of the day, like if you're not putting equal effort to support them as you are to bring them here and like get them here, then it's really just all for profit, you know?
I feel like the government or the city of Waterloo, I guess it would Maybe the city, or maybe the province, I'm not sure. They should do some like subsidized thing or like grant, because bro, like if you're coming and you're going to Conestoga or Laurier or Waterloo, like you're paying a lot of money for your tuition.
Exactly.
And then food out here is not cheap. Like
Exactly.
honestly, like I would say food is cheaper in Toronto than it is in Waterloo, like no doubt.
Definitely, because you can get like little street food things and so on.
Yeah, there's so much options, whereas here there's so everything's condensed, so people can just charge whatever they feel like. So yeah, no, I feel bad. Like I feel like there needs to be some sort of institutional solution or something. I'm not sure what it would be, but
Well,
I'm sure.
I think one step that like the city could actually take is to control the rent that these landlords are charging, and like actually do proper inspections to make sure people aren't living in unsafe conditions. Because if you don't have enough money to rent like a proper apartment, you're obviously going to get the cheapest option, which would be like someone's basement, you know. And a lot of these times, these basements are illegal. Like honestly, I got tricked by it too. Like I was offered a sublet in first year, and it ended up being an illegal basement, but I didn't know this because the girl told me some BS about how, oh, I can't go and tour it because it's under construction still, or like they're renovating, so you can't go and look. And like as an international student, I was like, okay, I mean, it should be fine, right? Because I didn't know anything about renting here. And then when I got there, it was like so dark and damp and cold. And you know how in basements you're supposed to have a big enough window to escape? After if there's a fire or something, it was not one of those basements. Like the window is like 4 inches tall,
Oh,
so it's really easy. Like, and I wouldn't say that I'm a naive person, but and I speak English as my first language. So imagine for someone who never like traveled before, never came to Canada before, and doesn't speak English as their first language, that could be a lot worse.
yeah. A lot worse, you know, especially if you can't read English properly or like you misread certain things.
Yeah, definitely.
'Cause I know there's a lot of people who can speak languages, whether it be English, Spanish, Hindi, whatever, but they can't read it. So like you might be taking the word of the landlord,
Yeah,
which could, you know what I mean? There's so many
exactly. And
sneaky people in this world.
it's so easy to be dishonest on the landlord side.
No, I agree. Freaking landlords, man.
Yeah, like I think, and that's the thing, it would help all students because it's not just international students who want to rent places. All the students want to rent places, and we would like to have like a decent standard of living without having to pay $1,000 a month. Like, come on.
No, my teacher in my class yesterday, he was talking. Like not even related to the class, but he was saying how the faculty has been told that they're going for like a full like capacity in the winter, like full normal except for masks, I
Yeah.
guess. And he was asking us, he's like, I'm just wondering like how the housing situation is, because there's a lot of students who'd stayed wherever they are because of online, and now if everything goes in person, they're all
Where
gonna
are
have
they
to move
gonna
out
go?
here. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
Oh.
it's so messed up.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. But who knows? Let's talk about some Travis Scott, because that seems to be
Yeah.
one of the most polarizing stories I've seen in a long time, like pop culture
I
wise.
seen them all, like I seen the videos of people who are actually there pop up all over TikTok.
Do you want to explain the situation just in case people don't
Yeah,
not
so
familiar?
basically the Astroworld concert that took place like this past weekend or so, ended kind of in disaster because of the crowd was so intense that at least 8 people that they know of are dead because of suffocation or trampling. Including one child. Like I think there's a 10-year-old kid who
Oh my
was
God.
killed in this. And the worst part was that the audience was trying to alert Travis to this incident that was happening, like to the fact that people were being stepped on, pushed down, like unable to get back up. And he basically like ignored them. He didn't make any effort to stop the music, to stop the concert, to get some medics in. Like he just handled it very badly. Like, I saw some of the videos of the scenes, and there was a guy who climbed up on top of, like, a camera platform, and he was trying to tell everyone, like, hey, there's people dying in the crowd, like, we need to do something, we need to help them. And basically, they just told him to get down and shut up. Like, wow. The organizers told him to get down and, like, shut up. And another problem was that, like, you may be wondering, like, oh, isn't it, like, bad for them to be in this big crowd when it's still technically COVID time? And so apparently people were promised that the vaccine receipts and IDs and stuff would be checked at the door. But people who actually went said that the security, like, didn't care. They didn't check properly.
Yeah, and it happened in Houston, too, mm-hmm. which is Texas, and we all know Texas doesn't really care about COVID, so,
yeah. Yeah, and yeah. So now I think both Drake and Travis Scott are being sued for negligence and also accused of inciting a riot.
Yeah, no, this story is crazy. Like, I've seen so many opposite sides just on social. I've seen people being like, well, how's he supposed to know this and that is going mm-hmm. on? But I've seen a clip of him, like, fully kind of acknowledging.
Yeah, like, he saw the ambulance coming, and he was like, whoa, whoa. But then he didn't stop, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel like he must have thought that, like, someone just had a seizure mm-hmm. or something. Like, I think there's no way he was like, oh, people are dying, I don't care about it. Like, that's just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, like, regardless, you're still at fault somehow. And Drake, like, I don't like Drake, so I hope he gets sued. Like, I just hope he gets sued, bro. I don't like Drake.
Yeah. No, because the thing is, like, you're on top of the stage, right? Like, he's on the stage. He can see what's happening. And even though it's a crowd, I feel like you should be able to still see what's going on down there. Because, mm-hmm. you know, crowd is different from a mob, you know? Like, yeah. People jumping and having fun is different from people screaming and being trapped.
Yeah.
You know? And for you to just, like... And there was another account of a girl who also climbed up to the platform and tried to tell. Like, she saw someone get stepped, like, trampled to death. And she tried to let the organizers know so they could get him some help and medical attention or whatever. And the camera person who she tried to contact, like, he told her he would push her off the platform.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't even know what to say.
It's just so messed up.
Yeah, this is, like, reason number one why I never go to concerts. Like, not, like, I think I was gonna die, but just, like, anywhere where there's just thousands of people in a small space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was some religious ceremony, like, last year or something.
Oh, was there?
Where people, the same, I think it was a Jewish ceremony in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I think it was, like, Hasidic Jews or Orthodox Jews, mm-hmm. where there was just so much crowd control in the small area that, like, I'm going to look it up, the number of people died, but,
Because what people were saying was that it was so crowded that if you were standing somewhere, you can't move. Like, that's where you're standing. You can't switch.
Yeah.
And someone was saying that they were literally lifted off of the floor by the crowd.
Yeah.
You know? And people were saying that the people who fell unconscious had to be body surfed out of the crowd. So it's like,
bro,
if you see people, like, unconscious people being body surfed out of the crowd, wouldn't you stop the music and get some help? Like, turn the lights on, get some help, do something about it, you know?
I've seen, by the way, I found the article, so it's at least 45 people were killed and 150 injured.
Wow.
At a crush at a religious festival of ultra-Orthodox Jews in northern Israel.
Oh, my God.
This was in April of this year, so, like, 5 months ago or whatever, 6 months ago. So, yeah, it's the same thing. Like, it's not, like, a concert thing. It's just anywhere where there's, like,
mm-hmm. like, crowds of
thousands
people.
Of people in this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why, bro, like, y'all need to just... No, chill. Like, there's so much that could go wrong. Like, did you hear about the injections
thing? Oh, that people are being injected at the concert too? Or
yeah, I don't know if that's true, but that's so scary. That's terrifying.
I heard of that too. That is very disturbing.
I've seen on social media like girls claiming that even at parties they're getting like injected or something.
I've seen that, yeah. Like, what was is it with sedatives or what? Because I've seen it in the context of like when the whole thing at Western was happening, and there was a lot of discussion about like date rape at parties and so on. I saw people saying that now they're starting to inject people with something to drug them instead of having to put it in their drink. Because apparently we've gotten too knowledgeable about the drinks now, so they have to just inject us.
I just want to know, though, like, how are you not feeling a syringe going into you and pushing down? You know what I mean?
I'm not like, sure, because, I mean, like, when I got my vaccine, it didn't really hurt that much. Like, I wouldn't have noticed, like, if I wasn't physically aware that I'm getting a vaccine right now. If someone had just stuck me with a needle, like, honestly, I probably wouldn't feel it. Or I wouldn't take any notice of it. Because it's like, if you're at the party, it's crowded most likely. Like,
yeah, I feel like, I guess you wouldn't maybe feel it, especially if you're, like, drunk or high or whatever. But then the question is no one seeing a man walking around with a syringe?
That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I think it's, like, I don't think anyone really pays attention to much like that at a party, because it's easy to hide a syringe. Like, it's not a gun, you know? Like, I feel like more people would be aware of a gun rather than a syringe. Yeah. Someone could easily put it in their shirt sleeve or in their pocket or whatever. And it wouldn't be uncommon to see, like, someone touching other people at a party because, like, oh, maybe they're just dancing, you know?
Yeah, no, like, just the fact that there's people like that in this world, because don't get me wrong, I know a lot of guys who are touchy or like really direct.
Yeah.
But like to go
to that level, bro.
That devilish level of like injecting someone.
That is so messed up.
Like what is wrong with your brain? And then what? Like then they pass out in the party and you like drag them to a court. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's just disturbing. Like how do people think like that and think that that's like, how does that even cross your mind to do?
Yeah, bro. Like, I just, there's so many questions in my brain that I'm like, like how, who, what, where, when, why?
Literally.
How? Like, who raised you?
Honestly.
You know what I mean? Like, who is your mother? I want to know who these people's mothers are, if they have any at all.
Yeah.
Because that should be, like, you know, that should be lesson number one. Don't inject people.
Exactly. Like, if someone says no, like they don't want anything to do with you, just move on to someone else. It's honestly not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Travis is gonna win the lawsuit?
I'm not sure, because apparently he's had similar apparently he's had like a similar charge about inciting rowdy behavior before. So it doesn't look good. It doesn't look like it's looking good for him.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, do you know who Lil Pump is?
Yeah.
I saw a video, like, of some concert. Who knows? I don't know, like, when it was.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the stage, and he sees someone getting a seizure. Keep in mind, this is a smaller concert than Travis, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he noticed someone having a seizure, and he immediately stops his set, and he's like, paramedics, we need someone
to have a seizure. You know, he's like, the one with the mic. Like, he has the power to make everyone calm down, you know? Or to call the paramedics' attention to something.
Yeah.
And, like, you wouldn't expect that. I feel like you wouldn't really expect that from Lil Pump. But he did it, so why can't Travis Scott do it, you know?
And Drake, too. Just...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hopefully... I hope they get sued, honestly, because I don't like them.
Me, too.
Personally, I don't like them. I don't know, like, legally, if they're at fault or not, whatever. But someone's at fault. That's all I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a combination of them plus the management of the venue.
Yeah, like, think about it. When has this happened? When has this happened in, like, a North American concert? Like,
I think it happened sometime in the 70s, is what people were saying.
Like, 50 years ago. 50 years ago.
It's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to be like fearing for your life when you go to a concert. Like,
I hope that this like leads to like concert reform or something. I don't know.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're coming on to time about.
Yeah, sure. We
Unless
could
you
wrap
have
up.
any. Yeah, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, we had some very random but interesting topics today, as we like to do on our show.
As always.
As always, and yeah, we're gonna look to maybe get an interviewer interviewee on the show at some point, maybe. I don't know. I'm looking into it. There's just so much stuff
Okay.
going on in life, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll see all of y'all next week on like November 11th or something like that. Yeah.
November 16th.
16th.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, have a nice week.
See you guys. Have a great week and stay
Bye.
safe. Bye.